Welcome to the Living Oneness Gathering. It's an honor to be with you here once again. I am your host and guide, Sue DeMay. And I want to take this time. Well, I feel like this time of transition as we are leaving 2024 behind and shifting into 2025, it's a time of transition, and energetically it's a time of completing and moving on, letting go and being open to the new. So it is a time of renewal. It is a bit of a reset, and it can be if we use it that way intentionally, especially. But I also feel like there's a lot of leftovers that people are clinging to, holding on to, or sticking to. And I feel like people's minds are kind of holding on to stuff. And ultimately, in the direction we're heading in 2025, you're going to need to let go of a lot at the level of the mind. So there's going to be a lot more of a need to release and let go. And it's going to require more deep trust, even more than ever before. If the mind is grasping or holding on to something old, an old understanding, an old lesson, an old teaching, it's going to hold you back. It's going to keep you stuck. It's going to be like, in some ways, keeping the mind closed. So my invitation for you right now is to invite your mind to be wide open and to allow what needs to come through to come through, to be willing to let go of everything you think you know and everything you think you don't know, to be open to something different. There's a new energy coming in, already trickling in. In some ways, it's pouring in for some people. For me, it's been pouring in. And it's a non-negotiable energy. It's a zero tolerance type of energy, meaning this energy is coming in whether you want it to or not. This energy is going to come in and shift and push things out of your field that are no longer serving, whether you want it to or not. And in some ways, that requires a willingness and a deep trust, and you kind of leaning into it and allowing it. Otherwise, it's going to create a lot of chaos and intensity in your field emotionally, mentally, and energetically. So I don't want to scare everybody about what's coming with this energy, but I just need you to be prepared and be aware. And the more prepared and aware you are, the more you're going to be able to navigate it, the more you're going to be able to get on the wave and ride the wave as opposed to get toppled by it. So I wanted to begin with just a quick little centering, and then I want to open it up to some questions. And so, if you have questions, we're going to do the questions in the chat. So, I'm not going to actually unmute everybody because it's just a little bit more quick and efficient if we have questions in the chat, then I can answer. So, questions about spirituality, questions about living oneness. How do I bring living oneness into different situations? How can I feel more in touch with myself? How can I understand oneness at the level of the mind? Because really, what we want to do is answer those questions that are Velcro-like or sticky points in your mind. Because if the mind is holding on to something as a question mark, it's harder, not impossible, but it's harder to let it go. It's harder to really just lean into the experience and trust the experience. Because ultimately, the mind is not what we awaken to. We actually shift out of the idea that we are this mind and these thoughts, and we connect to our oneness, we connect to the truth of who we are on a level that goes beyond the mind. So ultimately, at some point, the mind can't actually fully come along for the ride. It has to be let go and allow our experience. So the mind can be your biggest obstacle, or it can let go and allow you to go into the experiences of living oneness. So just for a moment, let's put your hand on your chest, one hand on your chest, one hand on your belly, lower abdomen, around your navel or below. And just take a deep breath in through the nose and out through the mouth. And just take a moment to connect the lower abdomen with your heart. Imagine you could breathe and connect the lower belly with your heart space. Use your breath to anchor you in this present moment and just be deeply aware, deeply present of your heart space and the space in the belly. And then take both hands so that one hand on top of the other at the chest, at the heart space, and hug into the body with your hands and then just gently pull down slightly. So we're anchoring the heart. We're not only anchoring in the physical heart by doing this on a fascial level, but we're actually anchoring in the heart and just giving it this deep connection. Take a deep breath in. Exhale, let go. Keeping one hand on your heart, bring one hand now to the top of your there or the forehead just above your eyes. And press firmly enough with the palm of your hand on your third eye. And invite that connection between your head and your heart. And allow your breath. And you might even notice with the breath a connection with the energy between the heart and the head following your breath. You might feel that energy coming up and then down, or you might feel that energy flowing in more of a circular motion where it comes up to the heart or up to the head and then down back to the heart and up the front to the head. Or you might even find that you have an infinity sign feels really good to use that infinity sign so that you have the flow of energy going up and down from the head to the heart through an infinity. And then bring your hands back to your heart center, hug them in, anchor your heart. Take a deep breath. Big sigh of relief on the exhale. Letting all your systems in your body and your nervous system know that it's all okay in this moment. It's all good. Everything's okay. And then resting your hands wherever feel comfortable. Continue to feel that connection between the lower abdomen, the heart space, and the head. And begin to recognize that the heart is actually the primary bridge or connection, bridging between the lower body and the upper body, bridging between the physical body and the mental body. And there's a knowing that comes through the heart, a knowing that comes in as guidance, directions, intuition, insight. And that guidance can support the physical body as well as the mental body. That guidance can support us emotionally, energetically, spiritually. It can actually support us on all levels individually, but then also it supports all of us collectively as well. So the guidance that comes through your heart is working on behalf of you, your individual expression of source, your individual unique expression in your humanness, as well as all of creation. So when you receive guidance through your heart, it's operating on your behalf and behalf of all of creation. So when you open to that, you keep that curiosity at the level of the mind, that's that energy of wonderment at the level of the mind, then your mind remains open to receive the guidance, open to receive the directions, the insights, the downloads. I want you to imagine now your mind is wide open. And you might even tip your head slightly forward, bring your chin towards your chest, and let your forehead just drop down a little bit. And imagine all of the unnecessary thoughts and beliefs and everything else you got going on in your head. Imagine it all just pouring out into a bowl in front of you. So you can empty your mind for a moment. Just emptying the mind so that it's a wide open mind, ready to receive, willing, curious, full of wonderment. Make sure that you pour out all the judgment and all the programming. And you can just put it in a bowl in front of you for now. And if you really want to, you can pour it all back in when we're done. But the invitation is just to have it all emptied out for this moment. So your mind is open to anything and attached to nothing. Take another deep breath as you bring your head back up if you have it still down. And then just ask your heart for an intention. What intention would support me through this gathering? Just see what word or words pop in. What intention would support me through this gathering? Then invite a felt experience or a kinesthetic experience of that intention. What would that intention feel like? Physically, emotionally, energetically. Taking one more deep breath. And as you let the breath out, you can remain with your eyes closed if you'd like. If you have a question, then you're going to need to open your eyes to write the question in. I'm going to go through the comments to find some questions. And I'll just let whatever channeled and answer that needs to come in, and just recognize that even though someone else may be asking the question, just know that sometimes we have questions we don't even realize we have in the back of our consciousness or in the back of our minds. So being open to the answers coming and them somehow answering a question that you didn't even realize you had, or being open to the answer to your question coming indirectly through someone else's. All right, so Rose says, I feel like I'm being pulled toward becoming a writer, coach, or healer. Is this really, oops, next step, or am I being distracted? Let's change this so I can see this better. When it comes to right now, when it comes to directions, getting clear directions, sometimes we'll have these feeling or this sense that something's meant to come in. And sometimes we'll get guidance from the heart, and then the ego will take over, the mind will take over to try and figure it out. So if we can all just take the heart guidance as it comes in, and then follow the breadcrumbs or follow the steps that are in front of us without creating a big story or creating a big to-do about it at the level of the mind or trying to figure it all out or map it all out at the mind. It's a matter of the question is really, can I trust the guidance to come in? Can I trust this all to come in the way that it's meant to? And with the timing that it's meant to. So if you're feeling pulled towards something, is that ego pulling you towards something, or is that your heart leading you to something? So that pull is sometimes the calling. That pull that we feel is sometimes our inner spirit kind of pulling us towards something. But generally, there's a difference between that pull from ego and that guidance or that energy leading us towards something. So, Rose, I'm going to invite you just to see if you can discern between those two things. And for everybody, you can discern between those two things. Generally, with ego, there is an element of anxiousness or urgency or pressure, obligation, maybe some guilt played into it. And then underneath it, if we get really to the clear guidance, you'll feel a rightness to it, a alignment with it on a deeper level. That's what you're feeling in for. So I don't know if that can help you for now, Rose, but I'm going to move to the next question. So let's make sure that we keep the questions, just like I didn't say this in the first place, is more around spiritual mentoring. So I won't be doing any intuitive readings. That's for the live experience, and that's in the next one is in January. If you missed the live experience that last week, I really encourage you to go back to it, that one. We did a light body activation and a cellular levitation. That was a really fun one. So feel free to make sure you experience that one. Monica, I've been sick with the virus for 2 weeks, found it hard to receive any guidance like I'm used to. Feels like a power button has been turned off. That's fairly common when we have experiences in our body where there's density, but also certain pathogens like mycoplasma is a really common one when we have a cold or virus. Mycoplasma comes in or it's activated in our body because it often hides in the cells. The mycoplasma is a pathogen that has no cell wall, so it's very stealth-like and it can go into the lungs and then look like a lung cell. So the body is recognizing that there's something that doesn't belong there, but when it does its scan or it looks around, it can't identify that it doesn't belong there because it looks like whatever area, whatever cell it's near. So mycoplasma and other pathogens and viruses, and even some of the microbiome in the body, when it's not in balance, will actually interfere with our ability to tap into our intuition. It'll actually close the intuitive channel, or sometimes even feel like it turns it off. So, when I'm experiencing those kinds of times, when I have those experiences, I will just surrender to the experience and just recognize that my body needs time to heal, and I'm not forcing the intuition to come on, especially if I really get hit. This a couple months ago, I got hit with a COVID-like type of, it felt like it was COVID again in different ways, but I was just on the couch. I couldn't do anything. I had no capacity to do anything. It's like you said, my brain was turned off, my body, like everything got turned off. It was like the whole big, they pulled the power switch and it was off. But at the same time, I didn't feel like it was a bad thing. It was almost like a reset, a reboot. And I had this experience of kind of burning off like a phoenix, kind of burning everything off and then rising from the ashes. So when we are in that space where our body needs rest and recovery, to not resist it is the best way to actually move through it and to use it for your healing, to use it for raising consciousness or shifting whatever needs to shift out of your field. So sickness and viruses isn't always a bad thing. Sometimes it's a catalyst to cause us to pause and stop and reset. At the same time, if you're finding it hard to receive guidance, can you accept and just kind of surrender into that and allow so that you're not resisting? Because resistance actually feeds mycoplasma. Resistance actually feeds the virus, whatever it is that you've got going on. And that's for all of us to understand. It's really important. So hopefully that helps you a little bit. And you guys can, if I give you a little insight or answer your question, if it does help you, you can comment again and then we can see if that helps. Kathy wrote, where do you begin when you feel so burnt out and depleted energetically? Well, the first place to begin is just to pause and check in, to pause and be in that space of feeling burnt out and energetically depleted. We will judge it. We'll judge ourselves being there. We resist it being there. We don't want to be there. The first thing is to actually accept, to sink into it, just to be with it and accept this is where I am. This is where I am. This is what's happening. It is what it is. So a deep acceptance and of what is helpful so that you're not judging and resisting it, because judgment and resistance will actually feed more of the burnout and the depletion. It actually drains your energy when you're resisting and judging. So accept, sink in, be with it. And also sometimes when we're feeling those burnout phases or feeling depleted energetically, sometimes that's a call to rest. And we don't always recognize that we're being called to rest because we keep wanting to push, push, push. So sometimes the burnout is actually the body's way of saying, okay, that's enough. Like, stop, we need to rest. So identifying between, am I pushing myself beyond? Am I pushing myself too much? Or is this a call to rest? Either way, it sounds like it's a call to rest. But the other thing to watch for is when we have these cycles of burnout, when you go, 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 and then all of a sudden you hit the wall and then you need some time to recover, and then you go, 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 and then you hit the wall and you need to recover. I used to have those cycles a lot until I recognized that I'm not willing to, like, push the gas and force it for so long and then hit the wall and have to recover anymore. When I started to recognize that cycle within myself, I started to look at, okay, how can I maintain my energy? How can I pace myself? So instead of draining the battery, how can I maintain the battery or have enough ways in place where I'm actually resting in between and or honoring what my body needs and feeding it, nurturing it in different ways so that it actually can sustain us. And that's the thing with, and this is something I'm going to be teaching more in the Healer's Toolbox in January. So for those of you that are interested, it's still 50% off until the end of December. After that, it's going to go to full price and it's going to stay at full price. There's no more discounts. So this is a lifetime discount if you want to jump in. But in the Healer's Toolbox, I'm going to be teaching more about how to use the physical body in a way that will support you in your divinity, to support you in living oneness. It's not about going into meditation and leaving the body and becoming one and activating your light body and you abandon the physical body. That's not what's happening here. We're going to merge the two, but there is a light body in the physical body, and there's a light body in your energy field, and those two need to be merged. And if you don't merge them moving forward, you're going to struggle. So to be able to merge the two, that is one way that we're going to be able to sustain our energy and continue to do our work without feeling like we're always depleted. But I want you to look at what are the things that you are doing that are charging your battery? And what things are you doing that are draining your battery? And it doesn't mean you stop doing those things that are draining your battery. You just need to recognize that this really drains my battery. So when I do one-on-one sessions, I always do them on Tuesdays and Thursdays. and I have days in between. And if I don't have those days in between, those days where I'm really using a lot of my energy to do the one-on-one sessions, that's why I only do a few of them. When I'm using a lot of energy to do the one-on-one sessions, I need those days in between to recharge. I've recognized that for myself. And if I push it, I can feel it. So recognizing those things that drain your battery, you need to put things in place that actually help plug you in and give you the charge you need to prepare for those things, prepare for those days, or to prepare for those experiences. Okay, so I'm hoping that helps. So, for you, Kathy, what is mind? Steve, what a deep question. What a beautiful question. The first words I hear as the mind is an illusion. The mind itself is illusion. But again, it depends on what context you're coming from and what your beliefs are. Because for some people, the mind is their connection to God. I use the heart. I find that the mind is too easy to get hijacked and to be, it's so deeply programmed in duality. So for me, the mind is meant to be a tool that we use to experience humanness. The challenge is over the years that the mind became the leader, the guide, or the boss. And that's where we got programmed into thinking that we need to be analytical, we need to think about things, we need to figure this out. And I'm not saying we don't use the mind in those ways. It's just that's not how we're meant to be leading our lives, is mentally. We're meant to be leading our lives from the heart space, from or from our divinity, and be able to use the mind as a tool. So the mind is a tool. That would be my easiest answer for that question. And it's not meant to be in the driver's seat. It's meant to be in the passenger seat and to be used as a method of communication or a method of helping and supporting the body to sustain us as we move through the work that we're meant to do here. But when we have the mind in charge, it's exhausting, actually. It's a lot more work. When we lead with the heart, it's much more sustainable. All right, these are good questions. Leah, can you talk about discerning the difference between what needs to go easily versus those energies that need more processing, and the difference between processing in the mind and the heart? If you are open to clearing something and it's not clearing, there's something more you need to know. If you clear something, you kind of let it go, but then it circles back, there's something you need to know. There's something you're missing, some piece of the puzzle you're missing, or some kind of awareness, or something in the mind that's still hooking, holding on. So there's another level of understanding or another experience or something you need to process on a deeper level. So those energies that easily go, those are just stuff that just has nothing to teach us. So the words I often use is like, I bring this into my heart, and I fold it in, and I stir it in, and if there's anything I need to know, let it be brought to my heart to be understood. Now, when it's the reason I ask for it to be brought to my heart to be understood is because I don't want to bring my head into it and go, okay, let me think about why I need to heal or what needs to be happening here or why I'm still and what happened as a child. It's like, yeah, we get into our minds and then we become these archaeological, we get into these archaeological digs and we don't need to go that deep anymore, for a lot of the stuff can clear really easily. Some of it we still need to process. Some of it we still need to look at in a way that we need to actively process. But most of it is actually going to clear easily now. In January, that's going to change even more. This energy that's coming in is actually going to really push things out of the field. And it's in some ways, if you don't look at it, it's going to put it in your face and make you look at it. So if you don't want to learn the hard way, it's better to process things. The discernment in whether it's something more you need to know is, one, does it circle back around, but also just a feeling in your heart. Does it feel complete? Do you feel like you actually can really let it go and not have any strings or threads to it or a question mark? If you have a question mark, it's like, did I really let that go? you probably didn't. There's probably something there, or it's just the mind or the ego trying to keep you stuck in not believing that it can be that easy or that it's possible. Right, let me look at the next one. Okay, I'm not gonna do intuitive readings. I'm not gonna do shift share. I'm not gonna do an intuitive reading and kind of read into what's specific to you at this point. Can you expand on pain, the pain body, light body? Yeah, so the pain body is my understanding of the pain body was taught by Eckhart Tolle. He talks a lot about the pain body. My experience of the pain body is any area of the body that's holding on to dense energy that doesn't need to be there. And sometimes that dense energy is in the way of a trauma or an emotional experience or just an energy, a density that's we're not even aware that's there. It can be sometimes an old injury or trauma in the body from a physical, but also emotional, mental trauma can be held in the body as well, and it can be expressed as pain. Sometimes we've cleared everything on the level of the mental body, everything on the level of the emotional body, and there's nothing left there for us to process, but the physical body gets left behind. So sometimes the physical body can still hold on to different things, and that can be on the fascia level, that can be on a neurovascular level. The nerves and the arteries can hold protection around a certain area because of a trauma that happened even at birth. I actually just helped a client release some of the trauma from her birth, and that was all in the neck. So with that, if the body is holding protection, even if we've cleared everything else on the mental, emotional, energetic, and spiritual level, the physical body can sometimes still hold the trauma like it's real. So there's physical, like tension or collagen built up around nerves or arteries, or sometimes there's fascia binds and adhesions in the body. So with that, the body can't truly come along for the ride when you're expanding in all these different ways energetically. The physical body is still somewhat holding the experience of the trauma or emotional or physical trauma in the body. So those need to be addressed somehow. So sometimes it's a physical application, and sometimes it's a going to see a physical practitioner to help you release the physical body. And sometimes it's movement and yoga, some even just swimming or physical movement, like even weight training, walking, all those kinds of things, dancing. It just depends on the individual what they need. So you have to follow your intuition and guidance around that. The other thing with pain is there's receptors and pain pathways from the brain to the area of the body. So the body actually experiences, if you cut yourself, the body has the cut. It sends a message to the brain, says, hey, this is painful. And then the pain receptors follow it and go, yeah, it's painful. So that pathway from the brain to that area of the body sometimes keeps firing, like there's pain, there's pain, there's pain, even if the wound is healed. So then it's changing the neural pathways to let the body know that that pain has been resolved and that it doesn't need to be continuing to send that signal that there's pain in the body. Because the body will experience pain, even if there's no reason, if the mind is sending that signal. And it happens a lot of times on the level of the nerves. Some people can just feel like all the nerves in the body are on fire, or a certain area are on fire because it's continuing to send that pain pathway. So, light body—that's a big question. That's a whole workshop coming. That's stuff I'm going to be teaching and talking about in January too. Is like understanding the light body and how to incorporate that. But what I will tell you right now, I'm seeing different layers. I'm being shown different layers in the body. A lot of people think of the light body as like, oh, I want to go into my energy field and connect to my light body. And then once I connect to my light body, I become the light body. Well, we're in a physical body for a reason. We're actually here to have this human experience, but we're meant to merge the physical and our divinity. So the physical body needs to come be activated in some way. So in the physical body, there's actually the fascia network, a fascial network that has light. It transmutes, it conducts light, it conducts water has water and everything is conducted through it. There's like an electrical current, there's a magnetic current that goes through it. There's information that's shared through the pathways of it. And the fascia is actually connected to every single cell in our body and the spaces in between. So I'm seeing there's this light, the fascia, how it holds this light body, potential for our light body. Then the space in between all of that is another layer of body, but it's more the dark body, but not dark as in the way of negative. It's actually dark in the way of our dark energy, our balanced dark energy. Now, this is getting a little bit stretchy for some people, but it's merging the dark body, the light body within the physical, and then the light body within the energy field, and bringing those three together. That's going to activate us in a way that's going to allow us to feel like we're walking around activated, levitated, light, processing things very efficiently. That stuff's just not going to get caught and stuck in the body and stuck in the mind. We're just going to be working through things really easily and not even have to necessarily do it all consciously. So that was a big question, a lot of different angles there, but thank you for asking. I think I'm gonna pause now because you guys have, well, you have lots of questions. You keep going. Look at you, sponges. Okay, I'm gonna pause because I want to bring you through a little experience too. So thank you for all your questions. I appreciate it. We'll do this again. I'll open up another Living Oneness gathering where we can ask some questions. And if you are in the Healer's Toolbox, I do have the spiritual mentoring Q&A next week on Thursday. And then I'll do that. I'm continuing to do that once a month. So as part of the Healer's Toolbox, you have access to asking me questions, but you actually get to speak to me. So we actually have a dialogue for those that feel inspired to join the Healer's Toolbox. So let's take a deep breath in and just sink into your body. It's interesting now, after sharing all of that, I can feel all your energy is like, there's all this like supercharged, sparkly energy all through the field. So I'm tuning into the collective field of everybody who's live here on the gathering, but also everybody who will be listening to the podcast and the replays. And I can feel like a supercharge of energy. And a lot of times where I'm channeling answers and just letting answers come through me, it's feeding into the collective consciousness. It's giving information to the collective consciousness, but it's also being received on an energetic level. So I just want you to notice how you feel now compared to where we began. Some of you might feel tired, like you want to go to sleep. You might feel resistance, or you may even feel a little bit bored at the level of the mind. That might be the ego trying to take you down and distract you and make sure you're not getting what you need here. Or that might be you processing some stuff. So just notice how you feel. You might feel supercharged, and then the body goes into a bit of anxiety because it doesn't know what to do with that extra energy. So if you actually find your grounding cord, so let's start with a fresh grounding cord from the tailbone down to the middle of the earth, releasing any electrical scattered energy. Wrapping that coil around that main cord down to the earth, releasing any magnetic scattered energy, and just inviting an organization to the energy field and an organization for this new information that was just shared with you. There's pieces of it that were meant to be received on an energetic or spiritual level. Then there's parts of what I shared that are meant to be received at the level of the mind to give the mind just enough of an understanding so that it comes along for the ride, so that it doesn't create an obstacle in your evolution. Take another deep breath and just ask and allow all of the energy that needs to go to the mind to be understood, to be organized there, placed there, organized there, and all of the other energy in your energy field to be organized in the way that's going to serve you at the highest level. Living oneness is really about finding that oneness within yourself so that you can then experience the oneness all around you. Doesn't mean we lose ourselves in the oneness. We just become like one drop in a vast ocean. You're still that drop in the vast ocean. And you can zoom in to the experience of being that drop, to being that beautiful expression of your divinity, your beautiful, brilliant human self. When we think of ourselves as this skin and this face and this personality, but really there's so much going on inside. There's this whole community going on inside the body, inside the cells and in the spaces between, within the structures of the body, then the bones, the fascia. Within the blood, within the central nervous system. I'm just an invitation here and bringing in some energy to calm the central nervous system. So I'm just going to bring in some energy and allow it to communicate to your brainstem. The brainstem is at the back of the neck, and you might even find putting your hand there and just kind of holding the back of the skull there, helpful. And just know that this energy is going to come in, but it's going to change and shift based on what you need. So it becomes personalized to what you need in this moment. So inviting that energy to come in and speak to your body through the brainstem. Letting your body know that everything's okay, that it's okay to let go. It's okay to soften. It's okay to process, to release what is no longer serving. It's okay in this moment, you're safe. It's okay to be calm. Imagine for a moment that, like a computer, we could just reboot it. Just turn everything off for a moment, reboot, and restart fresh. And as we do this reboot, I want you to see it as a fresh start for some parts of your system, some parts of the body, your energy field. And it might even reset some of that wiring I was talking about in the brain, pain pathways. Some of those pain pathways can be erased, turned off, reset. Taking some deep breaths. And exhale. Notice how you feel with this reset, reboot. You may notice some things that are left over and just accept, make peace, even welcome them in. Nothing ever goes away until we receive what we need to receive from it, whether that's a level of awareness, knowing, understanding, or whether that's a physical release in some way, perhaps through yoga or some form of body work or support. Sometimes it's an emotional expression, a release that needs to happen. through emotions. So just welcoming everything that's remaining right now. And just feeling at one with it. Even those parts of us that we would have denied previously, or parts of us that we would wish away, or maybe symptoms or physical sensations that we wish weren't present. Can you accept and allow and embrace? We begin to see everything as a signal or a sign, as a finger pointing to something we need to see, feel, sense, or know, heal, or process. Then we can begin to not feel so disconnected to aspects of ourselves. We can start to embrace all aspects of ourself and stop denying, hiding, or burying stuff in our field, in our bodies, in our minds. The invitation is to set an intention to heal as deeply as possible. And to awaken your consciousness as much as possible right now, in this moment and over the next year. This is an opportunity to really clear everything in the field that doesn't belong, to open the mind so wide. That all the filters fall away, all the perceived limitations dissolve. To expand your heart, to tap more and more into your boundless eternal nature. The essence of who you are can come flowing through, from, and around you. The essence of who you are can expand, your divinity can expand within your humanness, so that all aspects of your humanness become animated by your divinity, animated by love instead of fear, animated by either true knowing versus what you think or the programming that's in your mind. Imagine your mind animated by your divine, boundless, eternal essence. There would be no boundaries. There would be no limits. Imagine feeling light in your body. Imagine your gut and your heart and your mind in this divine, united energy of community within you. This divine union where they're all working together. Imagine tapping into your vibrant nature. Expanding consciousness even more, and even more. with every breath. Feeling grounded and connected to Mother Earth. Feeling grounded and connected to this physical expression of your divinity, but not limited by this physical body. Many people want to deny the body and they think that activating their light body is leaving the physical body. It's not. It's activating the physical body in a way that allows you to experience the truth of who you are in physical, but not limited by physical. Changing your vibrational frequency to align with your source, pure, clear, clean source, your true essence, allows yourselves to come into alignment, allows the physical body to come into alignment, allows old trauma and wounds to be processed and healed. Those that are meant to be healed can be healed. Sometimes in a holy instant. Imagine living oneness within the physical, being at one with the beautiful community of microbiome in your digestion. The community and connection with all the structures that make up the physical body or the experience of the physical body. Living at one with the experience of the mind. And the mind is not just in your head, the mind is in every cell and every space in between. It's not limited by the physical head. Take some more deep breaths. Feel at one with your energy field. That beautiful field, that layers of energy around you that hold the container. It's not a limiting container, it's just a beautiful container. That holds the energy of your unique expression of the divinity, your unique expression of source. You are an extension of source energy, having a human experience and expression. So the first step is to really honor and connect to that divinity within you so that you can connect and meet that same divine source in everyone and everything, everywhere. This is a time of remembrance. And when we remember that we are Source, when we remember that everything and everyone we encounter are an expression of our divinity, our same shared divine source, we will have deep reverence for everyone and everything. Another breath. And as you exhale, the invitation is to hold that connection as you slowly bring your awareness back to the space you're in. Keep that connection of oneness within you as you slowly bring your awareness back, bridging that experience with the physical experience. They're not separate. It's just a different perspective. Until one day that perspective blends into one, and there's no separation. For some of you, you'll be ready to open your eyes, and for some of you, you may want to stay with your eyes closed. And just knowing that you can come back to this anytime you need to have more and more of an experience, more and more of a reminder, or see it as a practice. When you practice this over and over again, you will begin to feel the nature of that just becoming part of who you are here. I'm just taking a moment to check in and just notice how you feel now compared to when we began. And if you want to share a word or words in the chat, feel free. We're just coming up to the top of the hour here, so we have another minute or so. And for those of you that have written in comments and stuff, I will look at the comments. I look at all of them afterwards. Some of those questions you have may be good questions to bring the next time I do a Q&A, or for those of you in the Healer's Toolbox, you can bring those questions to the Spiritual Mentoring Q&A. So, Deborah, I just heard I'm exactly where I'm meant to be. Yes. We all are, even if we're judging where we are and what's happening, we're exactly where we're meant to be. So the one thing I will share, come January, there is a next week I have the spiritual mentoring Q&A for those of you in the toolbox, if you still want to jump in the toolbox. So the healer's toolbox, I called it the healer's toolbox, but I could have easily called it the healing toolbox. So even if you don't resonate as being a healer, the healing toolbox can help you. It's got everything you need. All the tools you need, and there's more tools being added. I just did a December energy weather update in there, and there's five things to do for this next month or two to prepare for the next year. So for those of you in the toolbox, you can jump in and watch and listen to that right now. If you want the Healer's Toolbox at this discounted price, it's a lifetime discount. It's till the end of December. And then the beginning of January, there'll be a live experience with the free intuitive readings. I do that once a month. It's the beginning of January, the first Thursday. The next Thursday will be the Living Oneness gathering again. I don't know, I'm getting sprinkles of an inkling that I may throw something in over around the holidays. I just don't have clarity yet as far as what or where and when. So you can watch your inbox. I might end up just a surprise Living Oneness gathering somewhere along the way. Hard to say. But I was just getting that sprinkling of a possibility this morning. But as always, I trust the guidance, and there's a lot of redirection going on right now. A lot of things I'll be moving in one direction and then redirected to go another way. So that's part of being really flexible this next year. It's really important to be flexible to those redirects. All right. Thank you all. I'm going to read your comments and see what you guys have written and everything. And if you didn't get a chance to comment and you want to, you can always reply to the replay email or whatever and just share how your experience was, what stood out for you. I always like to hear how the experiences are because it does help me continue to make sure I'm serving you as a community and empowering you to be able to then go out and serve your communities as well and your families and your connections. Thank you all. I appreciate you. I honor you. I see you. I'm grateful for this opportunity to join with you. And I'm grateful that so many of you feel called to do this work and to gather with the intention to unite us in love for each other and our planet. So thank you all. Until next time, love and blessings.